Now, today's story from Chaitanya Charitamrita is from Adi Lila, chapter 7, Lord Chaitanya and Five Features. That's the title of the chapter. And this is verse 71 to 96. Very long purports here. This whole chapter, chapter 7, very long purports describing the Panchatattva and the whole Sankirtan movement and the potency of chanting Hare Krishna, which is the basis for Krishna consciousness. So the story is, Ishwarpuri instructs his disciples, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we can see from this teaching, if there's any, what teachings, will we also receive some teachings here? We want to be there. Ishwarpuri is there, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. These are some very famous verses and statements which you will recognize upon hearing them. Actually, the teachings here that we're about to hear, these instructions, these are shiksha, shikshamrita, nectar instructions, they were spoken by Ishwarpuri to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he kept them in his heart. My only wish is to have my consciousness purified by the words emanating from your lotus mouth. Do you know this phrase? Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Aikya. So the chitta, Chitete Aikya, the chitta, the consciousness becomes one with Guru Mukha Vachan. Guru Vachan. Guru Vachan means the words, the instructions, the upadesh, the teachings of the spiritual master. They become one with one's consciousness. Chitta means mind, chitta means consciousness, chitta means heart. So this is the prayer glorifying the Guru, that the disciple is praying, Oh my dear Gurudev, Oh my beloved Gurudev, you've given me so many valuable instructions. You've given me so many pertinent teachings and exacting descriptions of how to behave, how to meditate, how to perform bhajan, how to relate with the world, how to relate with other devotees, how to behave towards them and respect them, serve them. And I've heard so much, but it goes in one ear and out the other ear. This is the unfortunate situation. I can't remember very much, so I'm praying to you, please bless me that my consciousness, that my chitta, my consciousness can become one, my heart, my mind can become one with your teachings, that I can be a perfect exemplar of all the instructions you gave me. May I always remember the teachings you gave me and try my best to uphold them and follow them. So in this particular setting now, we are not directly with Ishwarpuri, but we will be with Ishwarpuri's teachings. Ishwarpuri is a Diksha Guru of Nimai Pandit, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he initiated him, he gave him diksha, initiated Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into the 10-syllable Gopal Mantra, Om Gopi Jana Balabhaya Saha. And then the Lord later, after he took sannyas, he took sannyas mantra, they call it Gopi Bhava Mantra, he took from Kesho Bharati in Katwa. Now the setting of this particular story, I want everyone to get into the come with me to the Mathura train station, and we'll get into the Delhi Varanasi Express. At any rate, here we are. We got off the train. We're in Benares. It's 500 years ago, and the biggest ashram in town is owned by Prakashananda Saraswati. And they have so many rooms for yatris. So we go there. We have our shoulder bag, our kamandalu. And then we go there. We get some room. And then the word is spreading around the ashram that, oh, there's some Bengali sannyasi has come. Some Bengali sannyasi has come. He's very effulgent, very tall figure. He's called Chaitanya or something. It's Krishna Chaitanya. It's some very funny name. He's sannyasi, like all of us. But he doesn't have a name, Puri Maharaj or Ashram Maharaj or Ananda this, Ananda that. He has a brahmachari name. Acha? He's sannyas, but he has brahmachari name. Yes, yes, he's calling, his name is Krishna Chaitanya or something. It's not Krishna Ananda. It's not Krishna Ananda or Ananda Krishna Swami Chaitanya or Chaitanya Ananda. No, it's just Krishna Chaitanya. Acha. Oh, let me see. So then you go into your room and you put your kamandalu down and your jolly, your bag, and wash your feet, hands, everything, and then you go down. And then you go into the assembly and you see, look, how brilliant, how attractive, how beautiful, what a beautiful form. And such a young age. He's not a wrinkled old man. Usually sannyasis are all wrinkled and gray. Because usually someone doesn't take sannyas till they're 60 or 70. They've gone through the three ashrams. 25 years marriage, 40 years beat up. I mean, 25 years brahmachari, 40 years beaten up, and then whatever's left, then you take sannyas. So you're gray, wrinkled, weak, shriveled up, finished. And then you take sannyas, and you walk around saying, Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan. So this sannyasi, he's so effulgent, he's 24 years old. There's not a wrinkle on his face. His skin is like butter, and his face is glowing like the moon. Thousands of moon, Koti, Chandra, Jini. So attractive, so sweet, so beautiful, so composed, so peaceful. Who is this? And there's some discussion going on. Shh, come, let's sit down. Listen, what are they saying? Pravave dekhiya toma sakshat narayan hinachara karakene iteki karan. You look as brilliant as if you were Lord Narayan himself. Will you kindly explain the reason why you have adopted the behavior of low-class people? Before you came in our ashram, I saw you, Krishna Chaitanya. You were dancing with all these rickshaw wallahs. They're all saying, Hari Bol, Prabhu, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur. You're dancing in the street like a common street man drinking the whiskey. And you're one of us. You're in Vaitan Sannyasi. You should be poring over the Vedanta Sutra. Janmadyasya Taha, Atata Brahma Jignasa, Sarvakavidam Brahma, and strictly studying, and very quiet, very sober, totally sense-controlled, quiet, mon brat, weeks on end, do mon brat, just meditating, inhaling through the pingala, holding, exhaling, ida, chanting, so hum, so hum. And you're chanting in ecstasy, your arms raised, dancing, tears falling from your eyes, spinning, dancing, all like all any kind of low-class person, sudras, vaishyas, agarwals, guptas, anybody. What is this? We wouldn't be caught dead walking next to an agarwal. The Mayavadi sannyasi will say like this. So then, Lord Chaitanya, then he started saying, Guru Mukha Padmavakya, my consciousness, I can only tell you, I'm following my Guru's Agya, Guru Agya, the order of my Guru. Prabhukahi, Shuna Shripad Ihara Karan, Guru More Murka Deki Karala Shashan. When Shripad, who's Shripad? It's a Guru, right? The Guru's title, Shripad. Ashtutara Sata Sri Shimad, Shripad, Shrimad, Shripad. Oh Shripad, oh Prakashananda Saraswati, it's like this. Let me explain my behavior. My dear sir, you should kindly know the reason. Ihara Karan, what is the cause? Karan. My spiritual master, who is his spiritual master? Who is Mahaprabhu's spiritual master? Ishwarapuri. So this title of this story is Ishwarapuri instructs his disciple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it's hearing from the mouth of Lord Chaitanya, you're hearing the instructions of his guru to him. So that's why it's called this. My spiritual master considered me a fool, and therefore he chastised me. He says, Guru More, my guru, Murka Deki Karada Shashan. Deki means seeing me, looking at me. He looked at me and said, you fool. He looked at me and sized me up. Yes, you're an ekdam number one, murka. Ekdam number one, murka. You are one big fool. And then the disciple says, yes, you're right. I mean, the proper disciple. And then a shashan. Shashan means he chastised me. You fool! Listen! So Lord Chaitanya is saying, my spiritual master considered me a fool and therefore he chastised me. What did my spiritual master tell me? What did he teach me? What did he instruct me? Morkatumi tomara nahika vedantikar Krishna mantra japasada e mantrasar. My guru, Ishwarpuri, said, Chela, Shishya, you are a fool. You're not qualified to study Vedanta philosophy, and therefore, what should you do? Chant, chant, chant. And don't say, can't, can't, can't. Because you're a fool. You must always chant the holy name of Krishna. This is the essence of all mantras or Vedic hymns. It says, Krishna mantra japasada, a mantra sara. Of course, if you see the translation, then the Prabhupada is taking this phrase, Krishna mantra, to mean Hare Krishna, Maha mantra. Because ultimately, the Hare Krishna mantra contains all other mantras. It is the Mukhya mantra. It's called Mukhya mantra. Sometimes we must be knowing it's called Maha mantra. Why is it called Maha mantra or Mukhya mantra? Because all other mantras are contained there. All Gona mantras, all Mukhya mantras, all secondary mantras, all forms of Godhead are contained in the Maha mantra. All the holy dhams are contained in the Maha mantra. All the Shaktis are contained in the Maha mantra. All the different forms of Godhead are contained in the Maha mantra. All the Siddhantas contain the Maha mantra. All the Tattvas are contained in the Maha mantra. Therefore, the Maha mantra is the mantra sara. Mantra sara means the essence of all mantras. However, other translators of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when they read this verse where it says, Krishna mantra japa sada e mantra sara, they will translate and say, Krishna mantra, because the biographies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and also the biographies of Ishwarpuri, they explained as, first of all, that the Hare Krishna mantra is not a Vedic mantra, it's not a mantra given in Diksha. When one receives Diksha, then he receives either some type of Gayatri mantra, or generally, along with different types of Gayatris, there's Radha Gayatri and Guru Gayatri, and of course in Gaudiya Sampradaya, there's Gaura Gayatri, Nityananda Gayatri, Advaita Gayatri, etc. But along with the traditional Vedic mantra of Brahma Gayatri, then Vaishnavas will be given initiation into what is called Pancharatrika mantras. Pancharatrika mantras, which is not exactly a Vedic mantra, it's called Pancharatrika. Because Vedic mantras are limited. They can only be given by Brahmins to Brahmins. They can't be given to anyone who's not a Brahmin. But the Pancharatrika mantras, there is no limitation in that regard. Kiva Vipri Kiva Nasi Sudra Kena Nai Se Guru Tattva Veda Se Guru Hai. Lord Chaitanya says, if you know the science of Krishna, you can become a guru. That's in the Pancharatrika sense. But unless one is born in a Brahmin family, and in the Vedic sense, he cannot become guru. So this is Pancharatrika vichara. So there's Vedic guru and Vedic Brahmin, and then there's the Pancharatrika gurus. And so when we say that generally the term Krishna mantra, japa sada e mantra sar, Krishna mantra refers to the Krishna mantra. Krishna mantra is sometimes called Gopal mantra. Gopal mantra is described in the Gopal Tapani Upanishad. And that particular Gopal mantra is 18 syllables. And that's the same Krishna mantra or Gopal mantra that was given by Divya Saraswati when Brahma was performing so many austerities, searching out the cause of his appearance and seeking the empowerment to do what he had to do, namely creation. And seeking out the purpose of his existence and the fulfillment of his desires. So Narayan was pleased by his tapa, by his performance of austerity. So Narayan sent his shakti. Because Guru is Shakti. So Krishna comes as Guru. It's called Kripa Shakti Murti, to give mercy, Shakti. So Guru is Shakti. So the Shakti Murti, or the Guru, the Shakti Murti of Narayan is Saraswati. In this case, it's called Divya. Divya Saraswati means the transcendental Saraswati. Divya Saraswati is the wife of Lord Narayan, and on behalf of Lord Narayan, Divya Saraswati came to Brahma and she spoke two mantras, the Brahma Gayatri and the Kam Gayatri. This is in Brahma Samhita. I'm sure all of you are familiar with this. Because Narayan said, you initiate on my behalf. I'm busy eating chapan bhog. And this guy is doing all his austerity and giving me a hard time. And I don't want to deal with him. And you answer the door. The bell's ringing. Wife, answer the door. Lord Narayan told his wife, Divya Saraswati, listen, go deal with this guy, will you? So this guy was the first guy. Guy meaning man, Admi, person. Was the first being in the creation. He was very intimately connected with Narayan, Atmabhu. And he said, listen, he wants some mantra. Just go give him. On my behalf, you do the needful. So this Krishna mantra says, Krishna mantra japa sada e mantra sar. That as Gopal Tapani Upanishad explains and others, that this Gopal mantra is his sara, is the essence of all mantras. But simply by chanting the 18-syllable Gopal mantra, or the 10-syllable Gopal mantra, or the 8-syllable Gopal mantra, one can attain all perfection. Srup darshan of Krishna, Atma darshan of the Jiva, or the Siddhadeya of the Jiva, and even darshan of the spiritual world. So Brahma, of course, chanted the 18-syllable Gopal mantra, which all of us chant, and Gaudiya Sampradaya, mostly. But Lord Chaitanya was initiated in the 10-syllable mantra, because he was the heart line of Mahaprabhu was drawn to Gopinath. So he was not given any Krishna or Govinda. He's just Gopi Janavallabha, the beloved of the Gopis, Gopinath. Because actually, of course, Mahaprabhu is Chaitanya, is Krishna, seeking the love of Radharani, seeking to understand the sweetness and greatness and happiness that Radharani derives from her love of Gopinath. So that was the proper mantra. So Ishwarpuri gave exactly the right medicine. Only Madhurya Bhav, only this Mahabhav and this mantra, 10-syllable mantra. So the guru, Ishwarpuri, instructed the disciple, chant the Maha Mantra Sada, Krishna Mantra Sada. Sada means always. No cessation. Kirtaniya Sada Hari. We've heard the same word is there. The same word, the same phrase and instruction that his guru gave him, the disciple gave to us. Ishwarpuri is the guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his guru said, Krishna Mantra Sada. Then later, when the disciple became a guru, when Mahaprabhu was acting as guru, he gave his own shiksha amritam, shikshastakam, right? And in the shikshastakam, now the disciple has become guru and he's giving a teaching. Trinadapi sunichena tadori vasehishina amanina manidena manidena kirtaniya sadahari. Kirtaniya sadahari means always chant kirtan, hari kirtan, always chant. Oh, why are you saying that, Mahaprabhu? This is what my guru told me. My guru told me, Ishwarpuri told me this in Gaya. He instructed me, he said, you're a fool. Tumara morka hai. You're a fool. You always chant Hare Krishna. Always. So Prabhupada is taking this Krishna mantra sara, or sada, and then he says, mantra sara. He said, this is the essence of all mantra. For us, the essence of all mantra is Maha mantra. Because whether one's second initiated or not, whether he has Gopal mantra or not, freely the Maha Mantra is given out in this age of Kali. To women, to men, to anybody, any varna, any ashram. And it is a fact. Because when you study the mantras, scriptures, or let's say, scriptures describing mantras, they say that these Gayatris and these other mantras, they are samsara mochan. There's another verse in Madhilila. It says samsara mochan. So these mantras are for delivering one, for liberating one. But the Maha Mantra not only has the power to liberate on its own, but it's of course boosted. The liberating power of the Maha Mantra is boosted or supported or given more strength by the addition of and the mixing of these Gayatri mantras and this Gopal mantra. But so that it will help the Maha Mantra, enhance it. But if you don't have these mantras and you only have the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that is also, it's called Tarak. That mantra, Tarak is Tarani. Well, that Maha Mantra will also liberate one from this material world And moreover, the Maha Mantra will deliver one to the Prem Dham Sri Vrindavan. That's why Lord Chaitanya based his Prem Nam Sankirtan movement on the Maha Mantra. Lord Chaitanya didn't go around India giving everybody the Gopal Mantra, did he? Did he go around chanting Gopal Mantra? Om Klim Gopijana. He went around everywhere chanting Nam Sankirtan. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha Krishna 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 Hey Krishna 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 Nam Nam Sankirtan Krishna Nam Sankirtan Prem Nam. Because by giving this to everyone, not the confidential Diksha Mantra of Gopal Mantra, by giving this Maha Mantra all over India, everyone can get two things. They get the liberation, Samsara Mochan, which is given, which these other mantras, Gayatri, etc., give. But these mantras retire at the Karna Samudra. Gayatri and all these Pancharatrika mantras and Vedic mantras, they take one to the Karna Samudra. But going off into Vaikuntha and going off into the planets where you establish yourself in Vaikuntha in a particular rasa, in relationship with Vishnu or Krishna, then the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra delivers full Krishna Prem. It says, Krishna Prema Udgam. The verse is Samsara Mochan of Krishna Prema Udgam. That the Maha Mantra, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Krishna Prema Udgam, it awakens Krishna Prema. More than just liberation. Liberation it will give. Plus it will awaken and give Krishna Prema. But the other mantras they give liberation, Vas. This is a distinction which Lord Chaitanya himself speaks in another section, or maybe this section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is a teaching to Lord Chaitanya. So we should think, oh, this teaching of this guru, Ishwar Puri, to this Shishya, who happens to be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's between them. That's their lila. That's their their interaction. It doesn't apply to me. But then we can say, well, let me see. Am I a Shishya? Do I have guru? Yes. And am I a fool? Oh, no, not me. Me, a Murka? No, I'm quite intelligent. Don't you know? I went to college and I studied computer science. After all, I can run a computer. And I'm so smart. Oh, really? You're smarter than Lord Chaitanya? He was told by his guru to think of, and he genuinely felt he was a fool, and he acted according to his guru's instruction. Yes, I am a fool, Prakashana Saraswati. I'm not fit to study Vedanta Sutra. I'm not qualified. My guru said, you're not qualified to study Vedanta Sutra. You're qualified. You? What are you qualified for? Chant and dance. Hari bol, hari bol, hari bol. That's all. My guru said, you are a fool. You are not qualified to study Vedanta philosophy. Vedanta Adhikar. Adhikar Vedanta. Nahika. Nahika Vedanta Adhikar. You don't have the Adhikar. You don't have the eligibility qualification. You don't have the stuff that it takes to study Vedanta. Oh, well then, gee, what can I do? What am I good for? You are good for nothing. No, wait. I take that back. Not good for nothing. You're good for something. You are a fool, that I admit. You're a fool, and you're good for nothing. And you can't study Vedanta. Oh, gee, can I do anything? Yes. There's one thing you can do. You can chat day and night. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, if the shoe fits, wear it. So, are we shishya? Do we think of ourselves as fools, murkas? Are we taking full shelter of the mantras we've been given by our guru? Krishna mantra sada, Krishna mantra sara. And accepting these mantras, my guru has given me mantras about Krishna, Radha, Nittai. And these mantras, these are the essence. These are the sara. Sara means the essence, the lifeblood, the prana, the breath. These are the driving force of my life. The sara means all these things. And there's nothing more important to me than these mantras. And these mantras should always be flowing across my tongue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And if they're not, then there's something. My engine stopped. If the train's going down from Delhi to Bombay and the engine stops, then all of a sudden people say, hey, the train, hey, Jack, train's slowing down, what's happening? Is there a station? No. I think the engine blew up. So the name should always be moving. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Yeah, you're cutting this and that and doing this and that, getting dressed. Oh, it's such a big engagement. I had to put my shirt on. You know, it's so much engagement to put my shirt on that I have to stop all mental functions. I have to stop all speaking. I have to put my full 100%. I have to apply all 500 billion brain cells. All 500 billion brain cells I have to apply to buttoning my shirt. And because all my 500 billion brain cells are applied and absorbed in buttoning my shirt, I can't chant Hare Krishna when I button my shirt. Well, it's very important. Whoa, whoa. And finally, then the 5 minutes buttoning the shirt, and then the hair and just that. Then 1 hour goes by. Oh, I didn't even chant Krishna's name once. I didn't think of him, any leela, anything. So at least get this thing rolling, get the Maha Mantra rolling, and see what treasures it brings. And we'll finish the Prabhupada's purport, portion of Prabhupada's purport, because this is a very small print in this book, and some Prabhupada's purports are 2 pages long, and this print you can hardly see. But I've noted beforehand some, it's all nectar and wonderful, but for the sake of time, to try to bring out these stories and these teachings and the relevancy, whatever little bit of relevancy we can perceive ourselves to share with all of you. We've noted the appropriate passages. If you have your own time, whenever I have time, you can always go and read these stories in these sections. Chapter 7, Adi Leela, 71 through 96, because it's extremely informative purports about the holy name, about disciple, guru, and attaining perfection by chanting. Very, very inspiring for the developing of strong and firm conviction in the Lord and unshakable sambandha. Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj comments on this verse in his Anubhashya. He said, quote, and our Guru Maharaj quotes him, his guru, "One can become perfectly successful in the mission of his life if he acts exactly according to the words he hears from the mouth of his spiritual master." That's a sentence from his guru. Then Prabhupada adds, or our Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada, "This acceptance of the words of the spiritual master is called Shrota Vakya." Shrota means Shruti Vakya, hearing the words, which indicates that the disciple must carry out the spiritual master's instructions without deviation. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur remarks in this connection that a disciple must accept the words of his spiritual master as his life and soul. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here confirms, in this verse, confirms this, by saying that since his spiritual master, Ishvara Puri, ordered him only to chant the holy name of Krishna, then he always chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra according to this direction, which his guru said, "Krishna Mantra Japa Sada A Mantra Sar." Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the spiritual master of the entire universe, Lord Chaitanya nevertheless took the position of a disciple, which we've been discussing, in order to teach by example how a devotee should strictly follow the orders of a spiritual master and executing the duty of always chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So this is pretty significant that God himself thought it was so important, although he gave so many relevant and important instructions to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita about devotion, about service to God, about the proper utilization of human life. He again came and although Arjuna was playing the role of a disciple, God himself again came as a disciple himself, and he accepted a guru, and then he took the position of a submissive disciple and a dutiful, submissive disciple. It's very nice. The Krishna or God, he's the spiritual master, he's the guru. Adi Guru, Krishna. First Guru is Krishna. He spoke to Brahma, and then on to Narada, like this. And all the sampradayas, they originate with Krishna. Yet, even though he's God, and he's the Guru of everyone, he took the role, I'm just repeating here, he took the position of a disciple to teach by example, because we say example is better than precept. Precept means words or instructions. You may say, do like this, do like that, but then you show, do, and I'll show you how to do it like this. Oh, when you make rice, you take the rice, you boil the water, this, that, throw in. I can tell you. I say, no, come in the kitchen, I'll show you. By example. So God himself, because in the Gita, he simply gives instruction. He says, tadviti pranipatena paripashnena sevya. One should seek out a spiritual master. One should surrender unto him, pranipatena. One should ask questions of him. One should sevya. One should render service. So he's telling. But now he's coming and doing it. Example is better than precept. Precept is Gita. Example is Chaitanya Charitamrita. He's coming saying, look, I remember Gita, I told you to find a spiritual master and surrender unto him and render humble service. Well, now I'm doing it. See, look, Mom, look at me. Look, Mom, no hands. So I found a guru and I surrendered at his lotus feet and I've accepted his instructions as my life and soul. Guru Mukha Padmavakya. Chitete Koriya Aikya. Koriya Aikya. My chitta is ek, one with his words. And I'm humbly serving him. And I've come back under his order. I'm humbly serving all the Vaishnavas, washing their clothes, ironing their clothes, carrying their water pots for them, carrying their fruit baskets to do their puja. So humble Lord Chaitanya was, Nimai Pandit was after his diksha when he came back to Navadvip. It's in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So I'm humbly serving, and I ask questions, and I showed you the example. So Lord Chaitanya is showing how we should strictly follow the orders of the spiritual master in executing the duty of always chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Only fools give up the service of the spiritual master and think themselves advanced in spiritual knowledge. In order to check such fools, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself presented the perfect example of how to be a disciple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented the perfect example of how to be a disciple. A spiritual master knows very well how to engage each disciple in a particular duty. But if a disciple, thinking himself more advanced than his spiritual master, gives up his orders and acts independently, he checks his own spiritual progress. Every disciple must consider himself completely unaware of the science of Krishna and must always be ready to carry out the orders of the spiritual master to become competent in Krishna consciousness. A disciple should always remain a fool before his spiritual master. This is basically probably just repeating or elaborating what Lord Chaitanya said to Prakashananda Saraswati. Tomara Murka. My guru said I'm a fool. And so you may see me, you may judge my actions in the public dancing in Benares with a group of low-class people. You might consider those to be expressions of foolishness, or that my actions are foolish. Well, what do you expect? I'm a fool. My guru said I'm just a fool. So he told me to chant. So I was simply chanting. I wasn't going out there playing the Pied Piper role. I was simply chanting. I took darshan. I came here to this place. I took darshan of Bindu Madhav. I took darshan of Bindu Madhav on the banks of the Ganga. And I was lost in my own internal ecstasies. And remembering my guru's instruction, I started to chant even more ecstatically. And as I was taking darshan of Madhav, the Lord of my heart, my Prananath, mat Prananathastu seva napara. There is no one else in my heart but this Madhav. I'm sorry, Prakashananda. I'm very, very sorry. But when I saw Bindu Madhav, I lost it. I became so ecstatic. So rather than just chanting Krishna mantra sada, I started hunkara. I started screaming, yelling, Krishna, Krishna. And I couldn't control myself. Uncontrollable ecstasies. I started dancing in front of Bindu Madhava. And a big crowd gathered around. And they saw me dancing and chanting. And they started dancing and chanting. And there was no room in a temple to dance anymore. So I came out of the temple. It was too crowded. It's a very small temple. And there were hundreds of people packed in there. I couldn't move. And I was so elated. So I, taking Bindu Madhava through the aperture of my eyes, I embraced him in the core of my heart. And I carried him. I laid him down in my heart. I took him out into the streets. I started dancing in ecstasy in the streets of Benares. And everybody followed me. And there were 50 or 100 people, and then 200 and 300, and pretty soon a few thousand. It was another public demonstration, civil disobedience. And I was dancing and dancing, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And then that's when you saw me. And you think, what is this guy? He's a fool. He's an Advaitin sannyasi. He's dancing with abandon in the public street. With no proper decorum, he's disgracing our sampradaya. I better correct this person. I made a mental note when I saw you. And now by chance you've showed up at my ashram. This is Krishna's arrangement. And little did he know that he was going to get purified and elevated from the Brahman conception. Vedanti tat tat virasya tajganam advayam brahmati paramatmati bhagavanati shabhyate. That he was going to upgrade his ticket from Brahman to Bhagavan. So this is some discussion, and we'll continue tomorrow. Actually, I'll read one more purport, because I'll read one more verse, and I can be on the next page. Because this story of Ishwarpuri instructs his disciple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, goes on for 25 verses, and we've covered 2 verses. Hare Krishna. So there's one more verse. This is more of the instructions. What more did my guru tell me? Oh, what did your guru tell you? Can you repeat the instructions your guru gave you? Yes, listen. So then he said, Krishna mantra haite habe samsara mochan. I read this before. I didn't read it recently, but this I was mentioning. Prakashana Saraswati is listening. First Lord Chaitanya says, well, my guru said I'm a fool. And I'm not qualified to study Vedanta. I should only chant this Krishna mantra, this Gopijana Vallabha mantra, all the time. And this mantra is the essence of all mantras. So then Prakashana Saraswati is listening. Yes. Then Lord Chaitanya says, Krishna mantra haite kabe, or rather habe, samsara mochan. Krishna nama haite pabe Krishnara charan. Translation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, this Krishna mantra, the chanting of the holy name of Krishna, one can attain freedom from material existence. Indeed, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one will be able to see the lotus feet of the Lord. So Prabhupada, in his translation, he's making them one. That they're both applying to the Maha mantra. But even in his own purport, he says something different. But in this actual verse, one line says Krishna mantra, samsara mochan. Then the next line says Krishna nam, pabe Krishna charan. So there's a difference. One's Krishna mantra, one's Krishna nam. Now Prabhupada makes it both the Maha mantra. So Krishna mantra, as I mentioned already in the discussion, Krishna mantra means Gopa mantra. It's also called Krishna mantra. And this is his Pancharatrika Diksha mantra. It's given a Diksha. This mantra gives samsara mochan. But Krishna Nam, there's many Krishna Nam, Damodara, there's Prem Nam, Mukhi Nam or Prem Nam, and Gona Nam, which means Nam of this world, describing Krishna's functions here. So this Krishna Nam means Krishna Nam Sankirtan, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, etc., which are not Pancharatrika mantras. These mantras don't require Diksha. These are not Diksha mantras. So Prabhupada says, simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can attain freedom. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So he combines the two. But they're actually something different. And that's in other places it's described. Prabhupada's purport. When one chants the holy name of the Lord offenselessly, one can realize a transcendental position that is completely aloof from the material conception of life. So what Prabhupada is saying here, when one chants Namabhas, then he actually realizes, this is at the level of ruchi. Generally, at the level of ruchi, one chants without offense. Then he realizes Truly and indeed, I am Jivara Surupaya Krishna Nityadas. I am really Krishna's eternal servant. I've realized it, and I'm tasting it. This is the first thing he says. Then he can realize a transcendental position. This is Nishta and Ruchi. This is the beginning of transcendental position. Anartha Nivritti, there's not transcendental. We're being battered and smashed by our material qualities and obstacles. So we're not fixed in transcendence yet. We're aspiring for transcendence. Nishta means the beginning of placing your feet on solid ground. Nishta. And then Ruchi means some firm, solid position and transcendental identity and realization and beginning of attachment to Krishna. Then Prabhupada says, rendering service to the Lord, which I'll say at this level of Nishta Ruchi, a devotee relates to the Supreme Personality of God in one of five relationships, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. And thus he relishes transcendental bliss in that relationship. Such a relationship certainly transcends the body and mind. When one realizes that the holy name of the Lord is identical with the Supreme Person, he becomes completely eligible to chant the holy name of the Lord. Such an ecstatic chanter and dancer must be considered to have a direct relationship with the Lord. So in these four sentences, Prabhupada takes the chanter of the holy name from the platform of Nishta, which is the beginning of Namabhas. He takes him from there to Bhava, to Prema. And this is all happening by the chanting of the holy name. Then he says, a person who is addicted to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra very easily gets the opportunity to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. So this is Sakshat Seva. It's called Sakshat Seva, which is available in one's Siddha Deha. One cannot serve the Lord directly in the spiritual world without attaining a Siddha Deha. And the Mahamantra can give all these, everything Prabhupada is saying here is in relation to the Mahamantra. First, the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, fixes one in his identity as a servant. Then it reveals the specific service relationship he has with the Lord, which is called Stai Bhav. He says, the devotee relates to God in one of five relationships. That means his Stai Bhav, Madhurya Rati or Sakya Rati. And thus he relishes transcendental bliss in that relationship. So you come to Nishta, and then you come to Ruchi, and then into Sakti, and then you realize your Stai Bhav, and then you actually relish Bhava, at the level of Bhava, then there's some... Then you realize that Krishna Nam, Rupa, and Guna, and Leela are there, at the level of Bhava, that happens in Bhava. And then you become completely eligible to chant the holy name of the Lord. He becomes completely eligible to chant the holy name, which means the pure name, Shuddha name, Shuddha Nam, at the level of Bhava. Then such an ecstatic chanter, ecstatic means ecstasies. Ecstasies means is bhavas. Bhavas come at the level of bhava. You mix the sthayi bhav with alambana and vibhav and sanchari and sattvic, and then you experience ecstasy. It's called bhakti ras, the combination of these five bhavas. And then at that level, one realizes the level of bhava, experiencing all these ecstasies and chanting Shuddha Nam. One realizes his siddha deha. And then, as Prabhupada said, he, such an ecstatic chanter and dancer, must be considered to have a direct relationship with the Lord. Direct relationship means in your siddha deha. That's for the next sentence. A person who is addicted to chanting the Hare Krishna mantra easily gets an opportunity to serve Krishna directly. Simply addressing the energy of the Supreme Lord as Hare and the Lord Himself as Krishna very soon situates the Lord within the heart of the devotee. By thus addressing Radha and Krishna, one directly engages in his lordship service. The essence of all revealed scriptures and all knowledge is present when one addresses the Lord and his energy by the Hare Krishna mantra, for this transcendental vibration can completely liberate a conditioned soul and directly engage him in the service of the Lord. So that Prabhupada is taking this term Krishna Mantra Sara, Krishna Mantra Sada, Krishna Mantra Sara, to refer specifically to the Hare Krishna mantra, which it can do. It's the essence of all mantras, And it's very interesting when you hear this purport. It's a very powerful and strong purport. These sentences are very deep. Many meanings here. But in Because Prabhupada is simply commenting on what Lord Chaitanya said to Prakashana Saraswati. My guru said, I'm a fool. I'm not qualified to study Vedanta. Vedanta means the end of Veda, the conclusion of Veda. What is the conclusion of Veda? And then Prabhupada takes this statement, Lord Chaitanya, I'm not qualified to study Vedanta. I'm a fool. I'm only qualified to chant Hare Krishna. This is how Prabhupada takes it. So now in this purport, you must have picked it up. He says that he's saying that by thus addressing Radha and Krishna, first he's saying Hare, he's talking about Mahamantra, Hare and then Krishna. Now he's being direct. Hare means Radharani, and Krishna means Krishna. By thus addressing Radha and Krishna, the devotee who's chanting the Mahamantra directly engages in Krishna's service. There's a very deep meaning to this. So when we're chanting Hare Krishna, now we're directly engaged in Krishna's service, but we don't know it. We don't realize it. Gradually we'll realize it. We'll realize that Krishna is directly in his name. We'll realize that we're directly engaged in Sakshat Seva. Then when we realize Siddhadeya by the mercy of Nam, then in that Siddhadeya we'll see Krishna in the level of Bhava and Prema. Then we'll directly engage eye to eye, hand to hand, face to face in Krishna's service through the medium of Shuddha Nam, chanting a pure name. And then he says, the essence of all revealed scriptures and all knowledge. What is that? That phrase that Prabhupada is using is another way of saying Vedanta. Lord Chaitanya said to Prakashana Saraswati, my guru said, you are not qualified to study Vedanta philosophy. Remember, we read the verse. Vedanta Nahika, Vedanta Adhikar. Remember? Guru said, my guru told me, you do not have the Adhikar. Nahika, Nahika means Nehi. No, you do not. You do not have the Adhikar. Qualification to study Vedanta. So you just chant. Oh, gee, I can't study Vedanta. I can only chant. That means I won't learn the Vedas. I won't understand Vedic knowledge. I won't understand what is the end of the Vedas. Because what does the word Vedanta mean? This is what Vedanta means. Vedanta means the essence of all Vedic scriptures. Do you agree? Is that the meaning of Vedanta? The essence of all Vedic scriptures? And the essence of all knowledge? Is that also the meaning of Vedanta? Yes. So Prabhupada is saying, the essence of all revealed scriptures and all knowledge, in other words, parentheses, Vedanta, or i.e., in other words, Vedanta, is present when one addresses the Lord and his energy by the Hare Krishna mantra. So in other words, if you chant Hare Krishna mantra, which is all Sarva Shakti Mayi Radharani, all the Shaktis, because all there is, the absolute truth, the Vedanta is only going to tell you about the Shaktis, the Shaktiman and Shakti. That's all the Vedas are about. All the Shaktis, all the different Shaktis and powers of God, and the power and the powerful. Shakti and Shaktiman. Purusha and Prakriti. What else is in the Vedas? What else is there? There's nothing else in reality but Purusha and Prakriti. So then, all of that Vedanta is compressed in three words. Hare, Krishna, and Rama. So Prabhupada is saying, and Lord Chaitanya is also indirectly saying this, I'm not qualified to study Vedanta philosophy. I'm only qualified to chant Hare Krishna. And by that qualification, which my guru gave me, and by pursuing that non-stop, by always chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I will realize the essence of all Vedic knowledge and the essence of all Vedic scriptures, which means I will be the true Vedantist. So we can continue there tomorrow. Any questions? Very interesting, beautiful section here. These purports, if you want to really learn a lot and get a lot of realizations about the Mahamantra, then you study these purports and this discussion, Lord Chaitanya. In fact, Prabhupada was so much, our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, he considered these teachings so important that one of the very first books he published in New York was called The Lord in Five Features. Do you remember that? The little paperback book? And what was that book, The Lord in Five Features? It was this section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila Chapter 7, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's discussions with Prakashananda Saraswati, which we are again today discussing. He considered this so powerful and so valuable that he wanted all the conditioned souls to read this and understand the glories of the Mahamantra and the whole, and the actual Guru Shishya Siddhanta, the actual Guru Shishya Tattva. What is the Tattva, the relationship between Guru and Shishya? It's so much clearly and deeply portrayed here in these purports and this whole Leela of Lord Chaitanya. This is the essence. Yes.
I'm just wondering how we, one point of view.
A question is being raised about, in the story, we see Lord Chaitanya has received some specific orders from his spiritual master. And what about us if we haven't received specific orders? Do we just follow the general orders in his books, or do we, what do we do? Of course, in the, every guru gives his disciple the order to chant Hare Krishna and follow the four Vigata principles and study Prabhupada's books. So in that, in following that specific order, which is specific, even at the time of initiation, the guru will say, do you promise to chant 16 rounds of the mantra every day? I promise to follow the four Vigata principles. And the disciple says, yes, I do. I promise. Then when you that's an individual order. So when one actually follows that order and chants sincerely, Tesham Sadhata Yuktanam Vajatam Priti Purvagam, Tadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Vyantite. Guru in the heart, Guru externally, Antar Guru, Bahir Guru. Antaryami Guru is Chaitya Guru, and Bahiryami Guru is Diksha and Shiksha Guru. Then if we follow that order, then so many other orders manifest within that order. And then to confirm that, the Super Soul is telling us, we chant our 16 rounds, we follow the four Vigata principles, we're begging Radha and Krishna for service. Oh Radha and Krishna, please engage in me service. Please purify my heart. Please fill me with your love and please help me become attached to you. As we're praying like that and chanting our 16 rounds, then some idea comes, oh, my guru didn't ask me. I feel very inspired to hold a program in the college on Janmashtami and lecture to the students about the glories of Krishna. I feel very inspired. This is coming from in my heart. Well, you can do it. If it's Krishna conscious, you can do it. Or if you want confirmation, then you can ask the guru externally. Oh, guru in the heart, I've been following your one, you only gave me one order. Follow the four regular principles and chant 16 rounds a day. Gurudev, do you have any other instructions for me? No, that's fine, you do that. Right? So everyone, I think, has that order. That's individual, that's personal, that's individual. Now when one, and if no other specific order is given, when one actually chants sincerely with pure heart and motivation, then so many other ideas for seva come up. Orders, etc. Seva agya, orders for seva. And then one, if they're actually supported by Shastra and they're within the, sanctioned by Shastra as bona fide expressions of devotion, then one can follow those and carry those out even without rubber stamp or personal blessings or sanction of the guru. But if you want to confirm it, then you can write to your guru, you can ask your guru, or as you mentioned, meet with a Shiksha Guru or some advanced Vaishnava and say, my Bhakti Devi is inspiring me. Somehow my guru, he's invited Bhakti Devi to live in my heart. And now I really feel the presence of Bhakti Devi. And she's inspiring me to serve in this way or that way. Do you think this is bona fide? Is this bona fide? Is this a proper way to serve? Is this acceptable? Is this authorized, bona fide, acceptable? Will this seva be pleasing to my Guru Varg and pleasing to my Diksha Guru and my guardians? And then the well-wishing advanced devotee would say, yes, this is very, very good idea, very brilliant idea. You should do it. Carry on. That's if you can't directly communicate with the most prominent guru in your life, then you can take shelter and encouragement or confirmation from some immediate superior Vaishnava. A devotee or a disciple should always feel that he's under Guru Agya. Because even when you go to the spiritual world and get Siddhadeya and 11 symptoms of Ekadash Bhav, there's something called Agya, Guru Agya. The gopis will give you a particular order. Agya means order, seva, to do. So it's never that the serving entity, there's never a time when a serving entity or when a servitor is outside the order of his master. So the kinkari, kinkar bhav, seva bhav, or a kinkari, females kinkari, males kinkara. The male servitors of the Lord are the female servitors of Radharani or Krishna, kinkaris, mandris, handmaidens, maidservants, nitya sakis, prana sakis. They're always under some order. They're not just flying around here and there. Where are you going? Oh, I'm just walking along Jamuna. I'm going for a walk, my morning walk. Yeah, they're always on some water. They're always on some mission. Seva mission, seva agya. So this is the point. So now, is that all right?